NZRTR mobile.
K2RCL NZRTR. Good morning, Tom.
K2RCL NZRTR. Good morning. Just like Willie Nelson, I'm on the road again. Been at the doctor's office and got my blood drawn and I forgot your name.
This is Russell. Well, hopefully everything's good at the doctor's office and you get good reports.
It's just a normal 6-month deal. You gotta go in and get a blood draw and wait a week later and go back and the doctor talks to you and charges you $200 and you're on the road again.
Honey, isn't it?
As many years as those folks have to study and put up with people every day and all, no, it couldn't be. There's got to be more to it than that, but you got to make money to exist, that's for darn sure.
No doubt about that. We can't survive without it. I don't think we could go back to the way it was when we raised our own food and traded and just survived off the land. I think those days are about behind us. We've gotten too comfortable with our creature comforts of technology.
In the largest state in the United States, I watch that generally every night I can, light below zero, and oh, there's a couple mountain men. And those guys make it, but I don't believe I'd trade them places.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I could handle the cold weather up there. I've been in Alaska during the summer, and I've been up there when it was negative 48. Negative 48 is a different feeling. It's just one of the things you walk outside, and as soon as you breathe in, everything that's liquid inside of your face freezes.
I've never seen it that low. We lived in Kansas for 62 and a half years and then moved down here about 10 years, almost 11 years ago. And we saw some pretty cold weather, but nothing like that. I was talking to a guy in Antarctica last year, and I was telling him I love to watch that life below zero, and I said, I don't envy you down there. And he said, you know what the difference is, Tom? And I said, well, no, it's cold. He says, yeah, but he says, up there where she's at, it's 50 below zero. Down here where we're at, it's 100 below zero.
Now, that's pretty good. I think anything below zero is just plain cold, no matter which way you look at it. Just one's going to kill you quicker than the other.
My age, anything below about 68 is getting cold. Yeah, I never could stand it because I lost a half a lung and the left lung part of it is attached to my rib cage, or the whole thing is left, and I have adhesions there, and if I walk out in the cold air, I mean even like this morning at 54, I'll last about 10 minutes and maybe 15, and then you're going to be carrying me back to the house. It's awfully painful at times, and I never have liked the cold. Bernice used to make me these big quilted pads for my side because I worked electronic maintenance all my life, and I had to go on roofs and work on 14 million BTU stress ovens and air supplies for paint rooms and things like that, where you crawled across the roof on your hands and knees in the ice and you might be up there a little while working on that 480 volt three-phase stuff. And she'd make me these pads, and that's the only way I could keep a job.
RCL. Yeah, Tom, I think, you know, the days of doing things like that and keeping a job, and we just don't teach that anymore with the kids that are coming up today. They just got it too easy. I started working when I was 13, rode my bicycle back and forth to work, and it kind of instilled a I don't know, a sense of responsibility in me, and even though I'm semi-retired from the fire department, I'm still out here plugging along, just trying to do a little here and there and keep a little money flowing in on top of what little bit we got in the bank.
Yeah, I worked 50 years or something. So my first job was 32 years in a large machine shop, and then I worked in a printing plant for 1 year and got laid off. Laid off 9 of us, and then I went to work in a wheel plant for 4 years, and I liked that job very much. They're working on a German helium leak detector, and then they shut that place down and sent it to Mexico, and spent the last year working in a hospital on electrical stuff, electronic. So I worked all my life from the time I was 14 and delivering papers, and when I was 16 I was delivering drugs for the drugstore, all on motorcycles. And in Kansas weather, you know, we said that was colder than a well digger's patootie.
I can definitely understand that. I've had my share of some motorcycle rides, and it's been pretty chilly for sure, but hadn't been out in real cold weather on one, but... You know, it's hard to find good help nowadays. I got a friend of mine that runs a grading company, and I try to help him out some when I got spare time, and he just has a hard time finding somebody that's reliable, show up to work, and willing to work. It's like I say, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I remember working and saving my money and buying my first car because my parents couldn't afford to buy it. You know, it's not like today where they go out and go in debt for a car for their kid. And I don't know. I just think this day's generation just got it too easy.
Yes. Yes and no. I wouldn't want to be in their place right now with this COVID virus out there. But, yeah, Russell, you sound very similar to the way we always was. My wife did alterations for... 345 cleaners. They had a route they picked up at all these cleaners around southeast Kansas, all the way to Kansas City, back to Wichita, and back down to Springfield, Missouri. And they bring all of that stuff to her. I'd sit out there with a headset on and a voice-activated mic, ripping out zippers out of leather jackets and taking the linings apart and stuffing them in the arm, and then Bernice would redo them, and they'd look like a new leather jacket. And my, she did miracles to some of the stuff that they drug in there. They used to even patch the holes in blue jeans. Can you imagine that?
I can definitely imagine it. That was one of the things that my mom taught me when I was younger, was how to sew a patch on a pair of blue jeans. And, you know, I've carried those sewing skills on over into my adult life, and my wife just looks at me. She didn't learn how to sew, and I've taught her a few things, but I can whip out and sew a machine, sew up a pair of curtains, or, you know, hem a pair of pants or something, and everybody's kind of like, you know, how you learn how to do that? Well, I just grew up in that generation where, you know, we had to make do with what we had, and we patched our jeans, and we sewed up holes in our shirts, and we kept going.
Lived on a farm until she was 18. They finally got a telephone when she got a job when she graduated high school at a printing plant. She had a telephone installed. Can you imagine a kid? I was sitting in the doctor's office this morning, and every kid that come in had their neck bent over looking at their phone, never talked to anybody. And it's a dirty shame. But yeah, Bernice had nothing as she was growing up, and she can do anything. I mean, we've been married 53 years, and so our kids. They can do just about anything they put their mind to. Yeah, so we feel pretty blessed. Well, Russell, it's been very nice talking to you this morning. I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm going to go in and have some biscuits and gravy for my wonderful wife. So you have a great day, and I'll be clear on your final 73s. This is N0TR.
I couldn't copy that, Tom. It was great talking with you this morning. I just pulled into Lowe's here in Greer myself, so I'm going to pick up a few supplies and head over to that little job I'm doing over in Inman. It was a pleasure talking with you this morning, and eat a plate of biscuits and gravy from me. I don't have that advantage right now, unless you invite me to come by and have a plate, but I got to get to work this morning. But it was great talking to you in 73s, and I am clear KQRCL in 0TR.